Studio 360.
From Sue Grafton's fictional Southern California city, we move a few hours inland to a real-life hotbed of the underworld, Las Vegas of the 1940s and 50s and 60s. The Mafia co-founded modern Vegas and owned a lot of its nightclub industry, hiring the singers and dancers and bands and comedians. We're going to hear from a few of the comics who worked in those mobbed-up clubs in the old days, Shecky Green, Kay Ballard, and Larry Storch.
My first brush with the Mafia was in 1945, right after the war, and I was going to play the Copacabana. And I went down that afternoon to rehearse with the Dick Stabile Band. I was met at the door by a fellow named Nick Kelly. And Nick Kelly said to me, "Who are you, kid?" "Larry Storch, I'm here to tell some jokes." And he said, "Let me ask you something. Can you drive a car?" I said, "Yes, I drove a truck in the war for a while in the Navy." And I said, "Mr. Kelly, you'll have to excuse me. I've got to tell him my jokes." And he said, "Never mind about the jokes, kid. The jokes will take care of themselves. You just be ready to drive a car any time we want. You understand that?" And I got my first taste of it, and I said to him, "Yes, Mr. Kelly, anything you say, sir."
It's a funny thing about it, because one time I was working in this place, and they were all sitting in the audience, and a guy that was their accountant stole the money and ran away, and they never found him again. His name was Dave, a Jewish last name. Well, I know what they did with him, you know, because the guy couldn't swim. And I came out with a little bag, a satchel, and a little knit cap, and I pretended I was this guy. I saw the money there. I was looking at the thing, and I saw the money there, and I said to myself, "Well, they got a lot of money." So I took a couple of dollars at the beginning. Then I took a couple of more dollars. Then all of a sudden, they asked me to make a trip. Goodbye. And they loved this thing. They used to come in and say, "Hey, Sheck, do that thing with the David. Go ahead, do that thing with the hat and the satchel." Yeah, and they would laugh.
Well, Shecky was a brawler. And he was fearless on stage. He had a streak of madness in him that was unbelievable and endearing, too, I must say. He could sing.
People would write, "He doesn't act like as it's biography." Well, it was my biography. It's things that I lived. And one of the reasons why I'm out of show business now is because nothing new has happened to me. I mean, I got to an age and I very happily married. You got a nice big house and nothing is, I got nothing to talk about, you know.
It was very difficult in those days for women to get up in front of an audience and make them laugh. But Kay Ballard in 1945 was the first one to come out that I had ever seen and just roll the audience up in an aisle.
Well, for some reason they liked me and I'm very grateful for that. Because I think I did more singing than talking. I do "All of a Sudden My Heart Sings," "When I Remember Little Things," "Your Finger Stuck Into My Eye," "That Mickey Finn Instead of Rye." But I never knew they were the mob. I only knew that after, when I heard about The Godfather and things. Then I said, "My God, I knew them. I thought they were businessmen."
You didn't know they were the mob, per se, for the simple reason they own all the nightclubs. I mean, nightclub business was what these people belonged in. They bought them because they liked to hang out there. They bought them because they liked to be around entertainment. And they bought them to push people around. No, I shouldn't say that.
I opened up a nightclub on 54th Street in 1960. And my partner was a fellow named Red Pollock, who was a wheeler and a dealer. And he borrowed $10,000 from the mob. And he just didn't think it important enough to pay back. They nailed a crutch to his hotel room door. I said, "Red, they want the money back." "Ah, don't worry about them. They'll have to get in line." Well, one night it happened. The vacation was over, and in walked somebody who looked like Luca Brasi. And my partner took a look at him, and he scooted through the kitchen and out the back door.
You lived with that kind of a fear because you heard about people getting shot in the garage. You heard about people being stuffed in a sewer. You know, people that I knew. And I used to go around Chicago just looking in sewers and just, anybody down there? You know. It cast a little fear, you know, which was good. It kept you in line.
They were gentlemen, I'm telling you. You would never know, like, the Godfather would always be dressed in gray and black tie and white shirt. He was immaculate. No blood on his suit. Maybe on his hands, but not on his suit.
Yeah, there were certain things you didn't talk about. You didn't talk about them. You couldn't look and say, there's Caesar sitting at the first table. Hiya, Caesar! You know. I think Rickles, if they worked for them at that time, would have died. I don't know, there's a lot of things. They were very sensitive. They didn't like dirt, in our native tongue, schmutz. They didn't like that. They didn't like talking about sex. They had an honor about sex. They may be cheating on the wives or something, but that you couldn't talk about. That was sacred.
I'm really being corny now. It was a gentler time. I just like the Sopranos now. I've never heard them speak like that, but I guess they do today. I don't know. Has everything changed so completely? They had a certain morality. I can't explain it. I don't understand it, but they did.
If I did something wrong on a stage, I guess, hey, Sheiko, you mind if I tell you something? Don't do that. It's not class. You're very class on the stage, but don't do that thing. You know what you say with the word damn in it?
They don't control it anymore. It's corporation now, so no more glamour.
Now it's Disney World Business Land, you know. Now it's not as much fun.
I miss them. Wherever you guys are, I want you to hear my voice. Come back. We need you. I really mean it. We need you.
That's comedian Shecky Green. We also heard from Larry Storch and Kay Ballard, who just died at age 93. Michael May produced our story.